Hi, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. But first, I need to remind you about the Smartest Telesummit. It's the only virtual telesummit for art career growth, and it's coming up January 21st through the 29th. And don't worry about it if you can't make the exact dates, because she provides recordings for every part of it. Lots of experts, lots of motivation, inspiration, and practical how do you do it kind of stuff. Check that out by clicking the link at artbizblog.com. It's in the right-hand column, the right sidebar of that site, artbizblog.com, and you want to look for the Smartest Telesummit. Again, that's coming up January 21st, and it goes for a whole 7 days. So you don't want to miss out on that. But on to today's topic. Today I want to talk to you about a key business rule, which is under-promise and over-deliver. It means that you should never promise more than you can make good on and surpass any expectations. Under-promise and over-deliver. In other words, wow your patrons, curators, administrators, and gallerists with speed, efficiency, and quality. Thought I might share with you some ways to do that, and I came up with 10 ways that you can exceed expectations. Here we go. 1. Offer to deliver any artwork personally to your buyers and install it in place. 2. Tell people they can live with your work for a week while deciding whether or not to buy it. Now, in order to do this, you have to have the proper paperwork, like a loan agreement and insurance, in place, but it can be done. 3. Provide gift wrapping. Last December, you may know that I had a book sale, and for that sale, I attached a bow and a small card to the books that I knew were purchased as gifts and being sent directly to the lucky recipients. I didn't offer it as an option at the time of sale, but I added it as a surprise. 4. If you have a commission you think is going to take you 6 weeks, tell your patrons it'll take 10 weeks. When they get it in 6, they're going to be happy as a clam. 5. Be early for your appointments. This gives you time to catch your breath and get organized before the other person arrives. You don't look disheveled and unorganized at the time of your appointment. 6. If you've been asked to submit a proposal, tell the recipients they'll have it by the end of the week, then get it to them the next day. 7. Allow your buyers to trade in their previous purchases for new choices of equal value for just a certain period of time. Make sure you have this in writing and that the terms are understood upon sale. 8. Depending on the work you do and your circumstances, offer to make any repairs for a reasonable period of time. Many artists offer lifetime repairs free of charge. 9. If you don't have or can't deliver the goods, refer people to artists who might be able to help. This is great karma. Both the customer, who knows lots of people, and the referred artist, who also knows lots of people, will be grateful. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. 10. Present your highest bid and then come in under budget. What a nice surprise, right? Final word, exceed and succeed. No one ever got ahead by breaking promises or simply meeting expectations. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Remember to under-promise and over-deliver. And if you think you might like to read this podcast as much as you like listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is delivered to inboxes every Monday morning.